HKX. Can somebody give me a radio, a signal report, please?
KC4EZ in.
Repeater's been a little noisy for me earlier this evening, so I want to make sure.
Wouldn't it be loud so it wouldn't just be with the noise on the repeater?
I guess a couple hours ago I was listening and it was just real scratchy.
Yeah, about between three and four this afternoon, it was really breaking up. Squelch was open and everything, so I thought it was my setup on the receive side, so I'm glad it wasn't because I didn't want to climb to check that antenna. Anyways, appreciate it. KE5WLL73.
I'm Leroy. I'm sitting here waiting on the net. KO4HKX.
Go tonight. Okay, I already checked in on the pre-net, so I'll talk to you later. Have a good day at work tomorrow.
Thank you, Leroy. You do the same. Be careful out there. CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border. Near the repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Begin with the pre-net check-ins, and there's quite a lengthy list here, so bear with me. I'd like to welcome KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard, and he brings along Miss Sally, KA4JCA, and Miss Ashley, KA4ACL, and K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, and they all make their home in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome KM4JWP, that's Brian in Rutherford, North Carolina. Next, we'd like to welcome W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, and they make their home and travel address. Next, we'd like to welcome KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville. Then we'd like to welcome KJ4UHF, that is Jack in Greenville. Next, we'd like to welcome KW4TS, that is Jim in Pelzer. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Roland, K1CJW, and he's over there in Pickens. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4RFY, that's Miss Rhonda in Lyman. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred in Piedmont. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy in Taylors. It was good to hear you in this evening. KO4ZEW, that is Ben in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome KF4NXY, that's Mr. David, and he brings along, well, I think they got separated there. Next, we'd like to welcome AF4SC, that is Mr. Mark in Louisville, Kentucky. Then we'd like to welcome K4ROW as Mr. Richard in Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Marie, AF4SX. They got separated there. I'm used to them being together. And that completes our pre-net check-ins. And with that being tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Sir, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. And no traffic, no table this evening. 73 to the net.
KO4HKX.
Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I am currently mobile in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
4HKX. This is everybody on the net. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. No traffic, no comments.
HKX. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a great evening.
HKX. Mr. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
Out, Kilo Mike 4, Alpha India Tango, KM4AIT, this is Vince in Boulder Springs, South Carolina. Thanks a lot.
Can you give me your call one more time, please, sir?
Mike 4, Alpha India Tango, KM4AIT.
How did that time?
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Pause here for just a minute and recognize this group. First off, we'd like to welcome N4AHO. That is Doug in Walhalla. Next on the list, we have W4CTW, Mr. Tyler. Then we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's our net manager. And thank you for all you're doing here. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4DMW. That is Rick, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. And finally got that right tonight, Rick. Thank you. Sorry about all of the mess-ups, but I think I got it tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome KN4CHY. That is Keith down in Seneca. Then we have KB2BYQ. KB2BYQ. That is Dave in Easley. Then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. And they make their home in Easley. And Gary, it's good to hear you on the radio this evening. I appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in. Then we'd like to welcome KM4AIT. That is Vince in Boland Springs. And Vince, appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. We'll go one more time, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX. Pause. Gary, were you going to hang around for comments tonight? I didn't catch that part of it.
Send it out tonight, Patrick, if you don't mind. KI4DOS.
Gary, but it is good to hear you checking in with us on the radio tonight. With that, we'll go up to the next group. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call K. Oh, sorry. Let me catch Echo Link first. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. Maybe they'll check in here in a little bit. We'll move on up to Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight, Patrick. You're sounding really good tonight.
Welcome, Mr. Harry. KC4EZN up there in Candler, North Carolina. And Harry, I appreciate you coming by and checking in with me and let me know my signal's sounding good out there tonight. It was listening to the repeater earlier. I was really scratchy coming into me. But with that, we'll go one more time. Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. And Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne in Etowah, and I'm in and out.
I'd like to welcome KQ4GIK. That is Wayne in Etowah, and that's just right around the corner from me. So Wayne, it's good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with me. With that, we'll go one more time. Echo 2 Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
Kilo Bravo 2 Golf Uniform November. Bill at Mills River.
Your call one more time so I make sure I got that right.
Kilo Bravo 2 Golf Uniform November.
Thank you, sir. I got it that time. I just fat fingered a key and it didn't come up for me. KB2GUN. That is Bill up here in Mills River, which is just right up the road from me also. Bill, good to hear you tonight. And I appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with me. With that, we'll go one more time. Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
About the onesie twosie check-ins. I meant to check in with the last group and it stepped out of the ham shack for just a minute. But if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name's Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Welcome, Mr. Mike, AK4HR. And he is on Simpsonville, was it, Mike? I can't remember.
At home in Simpsonville tonight, Patrick.
I appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with me, and it doesn't matter what group you check in with. I will try my best to get it, and I appreciate you taking the time. With that, we'll move on up to the next group, India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Go Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. I am James, and I'm up on this here mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. This is where I'll be negative and negative. So 73s for each one of you.
X. Hope you and your bride are doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you, Patrick. It's on the net. Good evening to you and your wife. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. Mark me in. I'll hang out with you for a little bit. Thanks for holding the net.
HKX. Thank you for calling the net for us again tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Another good group here tonight. First of all, I'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there in Tuxedo. And then we'd like to welcome
W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly are having a good evening, and I appreciate you calling the 640 net there. Next, we'd like to welcome, oh, and he makes his home in Fletcher. Sorry, about to skip that part. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. And Duncan, I have you down for some comments. Then we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home in Greer. And Larry, I appreciate you taking the time to always come by and check in with me and having a kind word to say. I do appreciate that. But with that, we'll go one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for now, and we'll move on to the next group. And that is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa KO4RYP. That's Chad Nana in Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, sir.
Up there in Inman tonight. Appreciate you taking time to come by and check in with me. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4NUE. That is Mr. Chad, and he brings along Miss Anna, KO4RYP, and they make their home in Campobello. And Chad, it's good to hear you tonight. I seen you on Echolink, tried you earlier, but I thought maybe you was just waiting to check in with your group, and you were, so I appreciate that, and appreciate y'all taking the time to check in. With that, we'll move. We'll go one more time, Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX. On pause, we'll assume we got everybody for now. We'll move on up to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QOG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, and he makes his home over there in Liberty. And Chris, it's good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with me. I need to come down there and visit you one weekend. May try to do that here soon, but it's good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking that time to check in. With that, we'll do Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
Kilo Charlie 4. Sierra Kilo Delta Larry. And also Kilo Golf 4. Alpha Hotel Sierra Rhonda. We're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
See Rhonda's call one more time, please, sir.
Her call is Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra.
HKX.
Back in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD, Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you so much for calling the net, and 73 to all on the net.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KC4SKD, and he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS, and they make their home in Easley. Next, we'd like to welcome AA1RD, that is Bob, down there in Piedmont, and I appreciate y'all taking the time to come by and check in with me. I do appreciate the company here. With that, we'll go one more time, Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX. On pause, we'll assume we have everybody for now, and we're going to jump up here and see if our Echolink station wants to check in. Echolink stations only. Echolink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, good evening, Patrick. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha. Kilo Alpha. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Getting into your cell phone internet. No traffic, no roundtable.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Stevens, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, it's always a pleasure to check you in because you're always consistent about coming by and doing that. I appreciate that. With that, we'll go up to the next group. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. KX. Out of turn because I just missed my group. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Rusty and Moore. No traffic, no comments.
KX. Lilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville. Negative and negative.
KX. X. Good evening, Patrick. Hope you and Miss Elise are doing well tonight. Please check in at 4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane, and Cleveland. No traffic, no table tonight. Thank you for calling the net. KX. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
Calls here because I missed one of the calls in there, and if you don't hear your call sign, please come back to me. We'd like to welcome WU2T, that is Mr. Rusty and Moore. Good to hear you tonight, Rusty. Next, we'd like to welcome N4ZLK, that is Mr. Shane in Cleveland. Shane, appreciate you coming by and checking in. Next, we'd like to welcome K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy down there in Southern Greenville, and I do appreciate you taking the time to check in with me tonight. And I know there was a call in there that I missed, so if you could come back to me one more time, please, sir.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike KX4YM Scott Greenville. Negative, negative.
Welcome KX4YM. That's Mr. Scott down in Greenville. Scott, appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. And with that, we'll go one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Well, Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Name is Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KO4YHY, down there in Berea. And Jim, it's good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in also. With that, we'll go one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that, we'll assume we have everybody for now. And we'll now secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. And all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rack queues. And tonight we only have one on the list, and that is Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. Please call KO4HKX.
Check in.
Go ahead, check in.
What have listed, I didn't hear you say A through Z anywhere, but Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI. Andy on HT, table rock, no traffic, no round tape.
That was my bad. I did forget to go Alpha through Zulu. Sorry about that. We'd like to welcome KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy and table rock on HT. Good to hear you tonight, Andy, and again, I apologize for that. So we'll pause right here right quick and go Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, negative and negative.
4HKX, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd, and Sensiville. I'll be negative and negative.
Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November. Head in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
We'll pause here and recognize this fine group.
First on the list is N4JBM. That's Mr. Jerry over there in Campobello. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, down there in Simpsonville. Lloyd, good to hear you tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome WD8RON. That's Mr. Ed up here in Brevard. And Ed, appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. And you make number 60 on the list tonight, so we made it. With that, we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. We'll pause here and assume we got everybody. And I only have one on the list tonight for comments. And that is Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. Please call KO4HKX.
KX, this is KO4JKV. Hey, Patrick. Yeah, I just wanted to talk with you a little bit. Lately, I've just had radio fever. For the past year and a half, I've been using for HF my FT891. So now I've been looking at more QRP radios. So, yeah, I've just been looking YouTube video after YouTube video, just looking at new stuff. I was just curious, if you have HF radio, what do you use, over?
Duncan, I am radio poor. I have the 991A, which I'm talking to you on now. I have the IC706 Mark IIG and the IC7100 and FT857D.
That's not radio poor. That's you got it going on over there. And I've just hit this crossroads, and I was thinking I have the 891, which I like it because I was going to take it portable, but for hiking it's a little heavy. But I thought the next natural progression was to get like a 991 or one of the newer offerings with the SDR and the display. But then I've been really looking at, let me let this drop. I'll let you know what I'm looking at. At, of course, the Zygu X6100 and the Elecraft K2 or KX2. And there's a new one out called the FX4CR. But the reason I'm into the QRP stuff, because I've really been into CW. I think that's the path I'm going to take for at least the next year or two. And I've been doing some tests on my 891 for the past 2 weeks. Let me let it drop. 2 weeks. CW and single sideband. I've just been dialing the dial all the way down to 5 watts just to see if I can make some parks on the air or make some CW contacts, and it's been successful. So I'm really into getting a QRP radio, and have you ever thought about QRP radios? Do you have a QRP radio? Over.
I do not have a QRP radio, and I have not thought about it a whole lot. I did look at the ICOM 705, did like the looks of it, and I have, when we went to the field day there, I believe it was Scott that had the Elecraft K2, I can't remember the ID for it. But that was a really nice looking radio, and he had the scope to go with it. That was a really nice looking radio.
KX4JKB. Yeah, I've really been leaning towards doing that because let's just say the Zygu X6100. It's 5 watts on the internal battery, which it has an internal battery, or 10 watts with external power. It has, you can do a SWR sweep. It has an internal tuner, and that'd be good because if I like to go up on the parkway, and I don't activate that much, but I'll like hunt stations because the noise floor is so low up there. And I'll throw like a Buddy Stick Pro out there and do it. But if I could have just one radio that could just tune it, I could analyze the signal and just operate, that'd be really good. But I forgot what else I was getting ready to say. I'll
remind myself what it was on the next round. Back to you.
HKX. Well, as close as you and I live to the parkway, there's no reason not to go up there, but just not this time of year for me at all. This season I stay away. There's too many people up there, and just not worth the hassle for me. But if I remember correctly, Andrew had a 6100 for sale on the swap net, if I remember that correctly.
Familiar with the 6100, but I'm right. Oh, yeah. Are you talking about the Zygu? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like when that radio came out 2 years ago or so, it was just like a flop because the firmware was so lacking. It was just like an incomplete radio, but with the new upgrades, it seems like a really good radio. But I've been watching, I don't know if you how much YouTube videos you watch, but there's a local ham, Thomas, he does YouTube channels, and I watched some of his with the Elecraft radios, and by, when watching just the difference, just the quality of the sound incoming and outcoming, the Elecraft is just like the Bentley of radios, I think, for QRP, but it's like three times as much, over.
You never hear anything bad about the Elecraft that I have heard anyway. And, yeah, I'm with you. They're definitely the Bentley of the ham radio world. But most of the time you get what you pay for, so you got to think about that, too.
Yes, KO4JKB. I had one more question. I'll let you get back to it. But up here on one of our local websites for a local amateur radio group, they did advertise for a simplex net, but I don't think they have it anymore. I can't remember if it's West Cars or Blue Ridge Club up here. But are you familiar with any simplex nets down there?
But I do know the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club out of Hendersonville. If you go to their website, they have a simplex net listed on there, but I don't know if it's still active or not. I have never been able to check into it. So my location is pretty, not conducive to simplex work.
And I saw that net listed on the website, and I haven't asked anybody directly, but I've tuned into that frequency on those times and didn't hear anything. But that'd be something really good to get back up going, and it doesn't have to be for one club exclusively. It could be a network of clubs that hosts a 2-meter FM simplex net. That'd be pretty fun. But, I was curious. I've just another question. What are you using for your 2-meter rig right now?
I'm talking to you on my FT991A. And before I forget to tell you, the Thermal Belt Club does a simplex exercise. It's not a net. They don't do it every week or anything like that. But we will get on there and do, we've done a simplex around the mountain trying to get to me. And it's been pretty interesting and fun to be a part of that.
Yes, KO4JKB. That sounds good. I wrote down Thermal Belt, so I'll Google that real fast. That sounds good. And, yeah, that's what the 991As are good for. You can get that 2-meter FM. So, yeah, it's really good. Right now I've been using, and when I do the Monday Night Nets, it's the Yaesu FT2980. It's just a straight true blue dedicated 2-meter FM that goes up to 80 watts. So that's what I've been doing. And like I told you in maybe an email or two, that the reception's been really bad up here. But tonight's been actually pretty good. Is my signal okay? Right now I'm at 30 watts.
A little bit of white noise with you, but it's not interfering with anything. I can hear you just fine and understand you. You're sounding good. And yeah, the repeater was noisy for me earlier today, but right now I'm hearing it just fine. So it just comes and goes. I know what you're talking about, and there's been nights that I've, a few weeks ago, I had to get Dave to call the net for me because my noise floor, I couldn't even hear the repeater.
It just favors a certain direction, but tonight's good, so that's a good sign. But I won't talk your ear off, but thanks for hearing me out, and thanks for holding the net, and I'll be on the side if anyone listen to whoever's talking later, but maybe you got some more check-ins there in the percolator. But thanks for holding it, Patrick. Again, awesome job. KO4HKX, KO4JKV. I'll be on the side on your final.
Before you go, if you hear Chad on here, KO4NUE, he's the club president of the Thermal Belt, and he can get you set up with the Simplex work they've been doing over there. And if I talk to him tomorrow, I will relay that you're interested in it to him. Hope that helps you, and be glad to see what we can do sometimes. I was surprised when Harry told me he could hear me on Simplex, but he is to the northeast of me just a little bit, so there must be an opening in the mountain range there.
KB, yeah, I'm totally interested, so you can forward that information to Chad. I'd love to try to connect with them on their 2-meter Simplex. And yeah, Harry, he's socked in a big valley, and I'm surprised he can get to your repeater, but I can hear him on Simplex just about every day. We kind of have like a direct line of sight. But yeah, interesting, very good, and yeah, if you could pass that information along, that'd be awesome. Thanks again, KO4HKX, KO4JKV, back to net.
Good to talk to you this afternoon, and it was a pleasure. But with that, we'll move on up here and see if there are any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. That long pause, we'll assume we got all the check-ins. Have I missed anyone for comments?
G-U-N.
P2-G-U-N.
Good evening to you, Patrick. Good evening to you also, Duncan. Duncan's a long time since I've seen you. Last time I've seen you was up at the Blue Ridge West Cars last time I've seen you. But other than that, we said radios. Right now, I'm talking to you off the 897. Which that's 2 meters and also 4.4, that's a dual band, but also I do have an 857, but the 857 has the zebra stripe, so I purchased a external screen for it.
For JKB. I think it was Bill. I hope I don't get the first name wrong, Bill. But I remember you meeting you at the Angles. Yeah, very good. And both those radios are good. And thinking about, a new QRP radio. And those, I don't know if you mentioned the 817. Hopefully I got that name of that radio right. But those are getting harder to find since they discontinued them, so they're getting more expensive. But I think I might have cut in front of Patrick in front of net control. Back to net control. KO4JKB.
You're good. I think Bill will come in here to try to give you some information anyway.
Maybe. Well, thanks, Bill. You gave me your business card, and I remember GUN at the end. What was the prefix?
KB2.
GUN, good talking to you. Do you do that breakfast on Fridays? Because I haven't been doing it for a couple of months, and I need to. So I try to get up there this Friday.
UN5D check. Yeah, I haven't been up there in a while, but I think I was up there about 2 weeks ago, maybe. But I've been trying to get up there to do it, but it seems like every time I get up there to do it, something else steps in the way. But also, my HF rig is the 990, which is a real good radio. I'm looking for, because I've been wanting to do some POTA. I've been looking for that 891. I guess pretty much to replace the 857.
AV. Yeah, Bill. I'm staring at my FT891 right now, and as soon as this net's over, I'm gonna see if I can get any contacts. I love the radio. It's absolutely awesome. It's portable, somewhat. Not from what I'm wanting. I'm wanting to actually hike up a mountain. I do know that some people actually put this in their backpack and hike up a mountain. But I'm looking for something small, and like those Yaesu models that you mentioned earlier are good, but I'm also looking at, like I said, that Zygu 6100 and the XK2, but who knows? I'm saving, I've been selling off a lot of old musical gear. Let me let this drop for a second. I know this is too much information, but I used to play guitar for years, but I cut two tendons in my hand about 3 years ago, so I traded music for ham radio, so now I'm selling all my musical gear, and I want to get a new radio, and I plan on going to Hamvention in a few weeks, so I'm torn between just getting what I think I want from DX Engineering or Amazon, or saving it for Hamvention. Over.
Yeah, because I know the next Hamfest coming up in, which is Waynesville. Next Hamfest will be in Waynesville, but I'm trying to save it myself to go to Waynesville, and also the last one that I normally go to would be Shelby. But other than that was about it from here. I probably switched over to either FT8 or. I think more likely I'll probably switch over to FT8 after this.
AKB, yeah, sounds good. I'm actually plugged in for FT8. I haven't done it much, but every time I have done it, it's been successful. Another thing, I'll probably save it for next week, but as far as digital modes, getting my computer hooked up to my radio, I really wanted to be able to send email, like Winlink, but I've never been able to do it. I've tried it like 5 times, really read up on it, could not do it. Maybe Chad, KO4NUE, could help me down the line later. I know he's good at that. But I can do FT8. I can pull it up and make contacts, but real good. That's about all I got to say. KB2GUN, good to hear you, Bill, and hope to see you soon. And KO4HKX, Patrick, thanks for holding the most excellent net. Back to net.
Patrick, all right. I mean, that's real good, Duncan. Hope to see you again. Hope to see you again soon. But I'm going clear from you. Yeah, y'all have a great one. KB2GU and clear. Back to net.
Sorry, Bill. I doubled with you.
No, okay. Yeah, I was just saying, Duncan, real good to talk to you. Hopefully to catch you real soon over at the breakfast. So maybe this Friday that I can get over there. But other than that, you have a great one. I'm gonna pass it back to Nat from KB2GUN.
Viewer Duncan, take off. Where are y'all meeting on Friday morning at the Ingles? Which Ingles?
The one over at across from the outlet mall.
Biltmore, right there off what used to be exit 2. I don't know what it is now.
Of exit 37,
33.
Right there off of exit 33.
Look for the Blue Ridge Parkway sign. KC4EZN.
All right. Since they've changed all that up through there years ago, it's messed me up. I always knew that as exit 2. But, yeah, I think it's exit 33 now, right there where the Biltmore, or the old Biltmore Square Mall is the Biltmore Outlet Mall now. But, yeah, that Ingles right there.
One.
I may ride up there one Friday morning and check, try to meet y'all. But with that, is there anything else? And I'll get back to net here.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to switch over to FT8. Have a great one, and also a pleasure to have you to come up and check in for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, which actually I'm also the president of the Blue Ridge Amateur Club. But other than that, you have a great one. I'll pass it back to you from KB2GUN.
Bill, KB2GUN, I appreciate you. And Harry, I appreciate you chiming in there on the comment there. Let me know exactly where we're at for sure. And with that, we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
If you will, please check in Whiskey X-ray, number 4, Delta, Alpha, Tango, WX4DAT, Danny. I'm in Gastonia, and y'all have a good net. 73, out at the former.
4HKX, KC4EZN, give me a radio check, Patrick.
Some white noise on you, but you're perfectly readable.
Well, that's actually very, very good. I'm running on a 4-watt handheld right now into a J-pole that's about 10 feet above the roof of the house. So that's a really good report. We'll turn it back to you, Casey Boys here.
You told me I'd have never known you was on a handheld. So you're doing real good from wherever you're at. You've got just the right spot. But with that, we'd like to welcome WX4DAT. That's Mr. Danny in Gastonia. Danny, appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with me. With that, we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Phone pause. We'll assume we got everybody for now. And I will send my net report, and I will be right back to you. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night. And I do appreciate everybody taking the time to come by and check in with me. It is a lot of fun I've been having with this, so I do appreciate it. KO4HKX, I'm clear. 7-3.
GUN, KB2GUN, KO4JKB, you still listening? KB on the side.
KKV and KO4HKX.
KX, KO4JKV, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. Hopefully I didn't make too big a mess out of the net. I had fun doing it. I enjoy it. But do you go up on the parkway much?
I don't go up that much, but I live right in Asheville, so I'm about 5 miles from three different entrances to the parkway. But as far as doing POTA, I make it up there at least once a month.
Well, if you're familiar with Pisgah Forest entrance, that I live just down the road from it, and then I'm right in the middle of between the Pisgah National Forest entrance, DuPont State Forest, and Home State Forest.
Oh, okay. So when you say Pisgah National Forest entrance, is that down there in Brevard?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. There's a good friend of mine that we've been wanting to do a camping trip. He lives in Waynesville. There's no way he can make it to this repeater, but he's got his general. And about 6 months ago, we camped out at the fish hatchery. And if you're familiar with that, it's in a big, steep valley, big rock walls on each side. I set up for a New Year's Eve. We camped out New Year's Eve and did a park, Parks on the Air. And I was amazed. I got a pile up with that, just in that, socked into that valley. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. And if you ever want to, I don't know if you camp, but if you're interested in that, or just a day trip to hang out and cook lunch or something and get out radios, that'd be cool.
Fun. I used to camp a lot, but I don't know. Just one of those things I've kind of let go. Family got older, and I got older, and just one of those things that kind of slipped to the side.
Yeah, there's some guy that hangs out with us. He's 85, but all he wants to do is just find a place to fly his drone. But I know he can't fly drones in the park, but I got friends of a lot of different backgrounds and ages. So, but yeah, that's since I got you here, what do you know? What Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society is doing for Field Day? I haven't checked in with the club up here, but do you guys have anything planned?
I'm aware of yet. I haven't heard anything. I'm sure they'll let us know here in the next little bit so that everybody can start planning.
That. Yeah, Harry, KC4EZN, if you're listening, I heard that you have some ideas of what WestCar is going to do for Field Day. I know you're out there somewhere. Maybe you're still listening. But I'd like to tackle both. But, yeah, I went to one Field Day, and it was the band conditions were horrible, but hopefully this year's better. KO4HK, KO4JKV.
KC4EZN, West Cars does not have a definite plan in place except that, we do plan to do it, and one of the members volunteered to chair it, and I basically, it's kind of a seed planting thing. I'm not really interested in being in charge of it, but I handed in three suggested places we could do it, and hopefully that will stimulate somebody to get something going. But we were at been up on the parking deck at AV Tech for the last several years, and there is so much, I'm going to say RF, and it's not RF in our frequency, but there's so much stuff up there that it's not one of the best places. And 2 years ago, we went out to the old landfill off of, the old Marshall Highway going up that way. You had to live here 50 years ago to know where that's at. But there was a model airplane club had a landing strip out there. And right now, Dean Power's turning it into a solar farm if they haven't already done it. We sat up there, and that was a really good place. But anyway, just stay tuned, and we'll have to wait and see what happens. KC4EZN.
KO4JKV. Yeah, I've thought about that, and there's a place south of Brevard between Brevard and Rosman, North Carolina. It's called I'm probably mispronouncing it, the Kuykendall Group Camp. It's spelled KUYKENDALL, and it's a big several acres, and you can rent it for like $100 a night. And I rented it once for a photography outing for a bunch of photographers about 5 years ago. And a bunch of people went out and camped and had a good time. And I thought about, renting that and just having fun and camping and doing radio. But then I also thought, wouldn't it be nice to get three clubs, like the West Cars and the Blue Ridge Society and the Blue Ridge Club all together in this big, huge property, because it's enough acres to spread out and do that. But it's all booked up this year. You have to book it in a year in advance. But if you're ever interested, it's KUYKENDALL, Group Camp. There's also another group camp there in Brevard, close to that fish hatchery that I was talking about. That'd be good. Over.
Yeah, KC4EZN. Yeah, I don't know what the name of that one is, but I know, I worked with Boy Scouts for close to 40 years now, and those campsites are really, really good for large groups, and I'm talking about 50 to 100. And you have to get in line about a year ahead of time. Big groups go in there and they're set up to handle that. But yeah, it's I don't know. Finding a place for field day, one of the places I suggested was the old Kmart parking lot on Patton Avenue, because that would be a really, really good site. It's public. People can get in and out real easy. The only thing is you got to bring everything that you got to have. No trees there. But that was just one of the places I threw out there. So we'll let the fellow that's in charge of chairing that take care of that. I've taken over as treasurer for the rest of this year, and I don't want to do it. I'm not going to volunteer for anything else extra at all. Coming up with Hamfest, I'm going to be real busy for about a month and a half or 2 months, and then it'll drop off a little bit. But telling all that back to you, I'm having fun playing with this radio. I went to the Raleigh Hamfest a couple of weeks ago. I'll let it drop a second here.